Hello, good afternoon, anyone glass? How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Mr. Sanchez. Mario, it's Paul calling back here. We got disconnected there.
Yeah, we got disconnected there.
That's okay. Let me pull it back up, but I was chatting with my supervisor while I was on hold. Let me pull that back up. So it says, Paul, for this well-established business with that great-looking website, I would be more than happy to approve your request to reduce that setup fee down to just $50. He says, and if he does want to do Facebook ads down the road, we could do the $100 of Facebook ads for $50 as well. I'm looking forward to helping this company continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So it would be the $199 package today with just a $50 setup fee, so it's $249. And if you decide next month or down the road to include the $100 of Facebook ads, it would be $249. But until we talk to you and have that discussion, next month it would be $199.
Okay, after today would be $199 each month. And
correct, so, yeah. Okay. Until you decide, hey, you know, things are up and running, I think there's more work to be had, I can take on the extra business, then we could talk about maybe adding the $100 of Facebook ads. It would only go to $249, otherwise it would be $199 after today.
Okay.
And if you're prepared to do that, I do have the voice verification pulled up. I am required to read it before I process your payment, and it does maybe answer a couple of questions you might still have. So with your permission, I could get that started here. If everything makes sense, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah, I have can I use two cards or can I split it up in two payments or two cards that I can give you?
You can if you need to. Yeah, we could do that.
Right.
So you
only because one I want to use. It's pretty close, but I only have so much on one. But I want to use that
for the it would be a total of $249.
Yeah. So I can do $234 on one card.
Or $234. Okay.
$230.
We'll do the $199 on that card, and then if it's okay, we'll just do the $50 setup fee on the other card.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
A1 Glass.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mario Sanchez, owner.
Okay. And then Mario, as the owner of A1 Glass, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you an authorized user on those accounts?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Now, Mario, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. To put it another way, it is our job to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. Mm-hmm. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Sanchez, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, that's fair.
Okay. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the cost of the service itself, reducing a couple of times the cost of the setup fee, and of course with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 22nd of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew at the further reduced rate of exactly $199.00. And that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lease fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated searches, Siri on a smartphone, etc., all included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, as I mentioned, it would drop down to the $199 and stay at $199 unless at some point you want to add $100 of Facebook ads, which I have gotten approved. If it does come down in the future for just an extra $50, it would be $249. Of course, we'll speak with you before that. Moving forward, starting on February 22nd, it bills for $199 on a month-to-month, no contract, completely at will. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Sanchez, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. You can also pause the service. You can pause it if you need to go on vacation, if you get more work than you can handle. You can pause it seasonally if necessary. And again, all that we would request is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So my question for you, for the one that you've got at least the $199, you said $230-something, is that the card that you want to use moving forward for the $199 on a month-to-month basis?
No. No, it'll just be this one time, and then we'll have to use a different card.
A different card. Okay. So, And the other one too, the one that you wanted to use for the setup fee, that's not the card that you want to keep on file either?
No, it'll just be this one time.
Okay, gotcha. I was asking because if there was one that you wanted to keep on file, I would do that second and it would stay in our system. But I've got them then both set up as just a one-time payment, and this would be for the $50. So that would be the one that you did not want to put the bigger amount on.
Okay.
So for the $50 setup fee, and I'm glad my supervisor allowed me to reduce that again, is it MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It's a Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card first and last, any middle initial or the business name on that card?
No, it's my name.
First and last, no middle initial. And a Visa card, Mr. Sanchez, should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Mario, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Just let me, let me make sure. Okay. So this one card here is the American. Okay. Let me make sure on the name. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, it's just Mario Sanchez on it. Okay.
Okay. And this is for $50. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
Okay. This is $50. This one. Just a second. Okay. All right, this is a Visa 4707-9304-5387-7586.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 0227.
02 of 2027. And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
501.
501. So 501, 501 on the back, February or 02 of 2027 for the expiration date. Mr. Sanchez, on that card, was it 4707-9304-5387-7586? 75.86.
And the second, it's 4707-9305.
Oh, 04. 5, okay. And then still 5387-7586?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. I might have just tapped it wrong. And then is the billing address on that card the 33333 North Lone Rock Road?
Yes, correct.
60030. Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. So you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. Of course, it will have our contact information on there. I'll make sure if you've got a pen handy that you have our client support phone number, hours of operation,
okay,
and our email address as well. And then we'll pull up the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call for your technician. So that payment was processed. Let me just change in our system here. This would be for the $199 package. My system's a little slow today.
That's for the $50?
That one, yeah. That first one was,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
I can email you out invoices as well if you like.
Okay.
Okay, so this is going to be for the $199. Is this one also a Visa or not?
This one's this other one for the $199 is the American Express.
American Express. Okay, perfect. And still Mario Sanchez on the card? Any middle initial or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So American Express should start with a 3. If you are ready, I am ready to put that in here.
Okay. It's 3793-630-294-74645.
Expiration month and year?
Let's see. 11/25.
11 of 25. And the 4 digits on the front of the card?
3295.
3295. So I've got 3295 on the card, the front of the card, 11 or November of 2025. And this card, was it 3793-630-294-74645?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, same billing address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, like I said, you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. If you have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure. I'm ready.
Oh, all righty. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support, and of course you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email 24/7, obviously. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or perhaps the next business day if they get that email very late in the day, or certainly if they get it after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call here with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, and I could get you in at 4 o'clock. There is also a 5 o'clock. Which of those, if either, would work best for you, or would we need to look at tomorrow?
Is this for today?
If you're able to at 4 or 5, it would get you near the very beginning of the hour and get you off the phone about a half an hour after that.
Okay. Yeah, I might as well do the 4. It's only, you know, half hour away, so.
Yeah, you don't have to be in front of a computer. We'd get to you about 4 o'clock, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. It's a little too short notice for our automated system to send you the reminder email that goes out an hour prior. In a minute or so here, I'll send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then, one other thing that I wanted to do here, just to add a little bit of extra protection here for you, another layer of security, a simple question and answer, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with A1 Glass, even if it's you, Mr. Sanchez, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to clarify or verify the answer to the security question, and especially important, like a week or so from now. If you start getting phone calls from someone that is not a potential customer, someone not looking for your services, but instead maybe saying that they are Google, or if they say they're local / for your protection, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the answer in the question. If they can't give you that information basically immediately, simply, politely let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us. They certainly wouldn't know that information. The voice verification is already attached to your account. It clearly states moving forward it bills on the 22nd of the month for the reduced rate of exactly $199. That rate will never go up on you. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I'm just going to go with the pet name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Honey. H-O-N-E-Y.
Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
What does it say on it, on the email?
So you got it. Looks like you got a couple of them. The one that we want you to see is the one that says local / initial invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing local / your invoice is located below, and then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay. Let's see. I see an invoice here.
So in the body of the email above the invoice itself is where it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes, got it.
Click on the click here. It's going to be hyperlinked. It's going to go to the local / terms of experience. Everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Google's going to be our main focus, though. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. So that's where we're going to put our main attention. But we're going to mirror the content on Bing. About 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people search on their smartphone. We want you to get those phone calls, get those opportunities as well. Now, of course, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. And, of course, you'll see that long line that goes all the way across it. It does populate a couple of boxes. We would want you to click on both of those boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, and the other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. We would want you to click on both of those boxes. In the longer box below with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would either type in your name or copy and paste it. It does need to be an exact match. So if you're typing it in, the M and the S are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just of course be careful to copy a space before or after. Once you've got Mario Sanchez with your initials capitalized, please do click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored longer box, and if you can barely see it, you may need to turn your phone sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on it, it does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost of the setup fee, reduce the cost of the service. It will also allow us to do that initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in completing that and submitting it, Mario, when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay.
I signed it, I mean, and then I went, okay, that'd be over, hold on, okay.
Make sure you click on both of those boxes, if you haven't already.
Yeah, I'm doing this over again. It didn't, because I sent in, it didn't go, so I'm going to, okay, here you go. Signatures. Okay, I'm sorry. I got a phone call coming in and I ignored it. Hold on a second. Let's see. Okay, so now I'm signing it.
Okay, we'll get you off the phone real quick here. I appreciate your patience.
Okay, done. And now it works. All right.
Okay, so you don't have to actually log in right now. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. You can try to log in at any time. Your login credentials are on your welcome email. We will do the client interview before we get your tracking system activated. You'll receive by text and email notification that it is active. From that point on, it's always going to be active. Until then, you might just get a message that we're still trying to set everything up. Your welcome email has our client support information and your login credentials. You can change your password. Your password is default to FAB reviews, all lowercase, no space, FABREVIEWS. You can change your password. Your username is in our system already. You cannot change it. We've made it easy, though, for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It is the number we're speaking on, the current business number on your website. Area codes included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Of course, that makes your username simply 224-456-1688. In any correspondence to support at localsplash.com, Mario, please include your username or your password. They're basically the same thing. I am sending now your calendar invite. Again, you don't have to respond to it. It's got your name, the business name, you've got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And, of course, Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. If I am in between phone calls in about a half an hour when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician, say a quick hello, answer any questions you may have. I'll try to keep my phone open, but if I am already on a call, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Mario. Mr. Sanchez, real pleasure. We'll be calling you back here in about a half an hour.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Take care, Mario.
Sure. Yeah. Bye. Bye.